Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Roger Stone's going to talk about the economy, the Russia war, and so much more in the next 30 minutes. But right now, I was talking during the break, he wants to get into this weaponization, declaring their political opposition to be terrorist, and how they're trying to have this process of diversion to change the subject from how they wreck society on to how their opposition are domestic terrorists. And of course, you were bringing up the Sandy Hook thing and what they're doing there.
Yeah, Alex, I think this is really simple. This election should be about Joe Biden. This election should be about his stewardship of the country. It should be about gas prices. It should be about inflation. It should be about food shortages. It would have been should be about this disastrous foreign policy. Should be about sealing the southern border. Should be about the drug epidemic in this country, the fentanyl epidemic. Instead, the Democrats seek to make this election about Donald Trump. So to the extent that the attacks on Steve Bannon, the attacks on you, the attacks regarding January 6th, the attacks in Fulton County, the seizing of cell phones of patriots like Mike Lindell, this is all a strategy of diversion. They seek to make this about the opposition as opposed to making about their stewardship of the country. We cannot, from a message point of view, allow that to happen. We are at an enormous disadvantage because for the first time in our history, we have the full and complete censorship and control of all mass communications. This is why InfoWars is so important, because InfoWars, like frankspeech.com, like Tucker Carlson, like a number of other specific outlets, is a beacon of truth in this morass. Otherwise, what you have is a Democrat media cabal that is intent on diverting the American people from the real issues in this election. And you have a non-combative Republican Party, including members like Lindsey Graham, who I think are distracting from our message with a federal abortion bill that is completely unnecessary at this point in the wake of the new Supreme Court decision. So, I'm a strategist. I've been a strategist for 40 years. I look at problems, political problems, strategically, and I seek to come up with an answer. This may seem quaint to some, but in all honesty, at this point, praying is a major part of my strategy. In other words, I'm waiting for divine intervention here.
George Washington said that. I know it's true. Petition God. At this point, we're up against such evil, we must petition God.
It's a vital part of our strategy because at this juncture, the attacks are so broad, their power is so awesome. They're ignoring of traditional norms and rules. Political investigations just before an election, generally speaking, are out of bounds at the Department of Justice. It has always been thus, but that is not the case now. And therefore, yes, I am praying fervently for success in this fall's elections in order to change the trajectory of the country.
When you look at the Democrats, all the polls show they're in complete trouble, but they got push polls out that, oh, they're not as behind as we thought. We're obviously going to see a big repeat in 55 days of what we saw 2 years ago.
Look, there is polling and there is polling. And not all polls are equal. The methodology, the sample size, who commissioned the poll, these things are all.
The way you ask the question.
The way you ask the question, the order you ask the questions in, all of these can affect the outcome. Any way you slice it, the backdrop for the Democrats in this election is not favorable. Therefore, they can only win if they can divert public attention from their record. I mean, I don't know how much clearer this can be. They don't want to talk about gas prices. They don't want to talk about shipping $51 billion to Ukraine. They don't want to talk about the fentanyl epidemic in this country. They don't want to talk about rising crime and public safety, which is an issue in now in every state in the
country.
That's
right. So we can't let them divert us with how they're attacking. It's like me. Most people would cover a trial against them all day. Now, we spent a little bit of time on it because the big issues are what important. We can't let them distract us. Roger Stone, stay there back in 60 seconds.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term-acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super-fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity, but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gaslighting has reached insane levels. You've got Kamala Harris, who I'm convinced is on a bunch of Xanax. I mean, she's bombed out of her brain. We know Pelosi's drunk. Her husband's drunk. Kamala can tell us on pills. And she's up there saying the border's completely secure. And then Biden's like, we beat inflation. That was yesterday. Last week he said, we beat Big Pharma. You mean you're totally controlled by Big Pharma. So let's play Biden on inflation, the Kamala Harris back-to-back, and get former top Trump advisor Roger Stone's take on it.
Stood up.
Okay, you're listening there to President Biden at the White House. He's celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. He says that he's been fighting Big Pharma for decades. But there is this unfortunate split screen right now with the Dow taking a total beating, down more than 1,200 points. And so it feels like it's hard to be celebratory for some people in the crowd.
Yeah, we have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border, in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration. But there are still a lot of problems that we are trying to fix, given the deterioration that happened over the last 4 years. We also have to put in place a law and a plan for a pathway for citizenship.
So they've started World War III with the Russians. They're all on drugs. Roger, when you watch these type of clips, it was one thing if they have it every once in a while. It's every day. It's a clown show. Where do you see this going?
See, the problem for the Democrats is that none of that rings true with the actual voters. In other words, voters know that it's unsafe to go in the streets. Voters know we have a crime and drug epidemic. Voters know that our southern border is not secure. At the same time, no voters has any confidence that ultra-trillion-dollar spending bills are going to solve the inflation issue. In fact, if anything, they are going to ignite the inflation problem further. So there is a credibility gap between what the Democrats say and what the voters actually feel.
Well, sure. I mean, let me interrupt you. How can Kamala Harris, it's not the first time, say the border is secure? I mean, that's like saying the Atlantic Ocean doesn't have water in it. Or bluebirds aren't blue, or, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. What is this?
No, what's ridiculous is that she says that, and that the Meet the Press talking head questioning her doesn't question it, doesn't challenge her, just lets her say it as if it is a fact. There's your real problem, which is we have a corporate media Democrat cabal, and together they weaponize their narrative But you notice there's no challenge. Nobody says to Joe Biden, but wait, how will spending and borrowing trillions more solve the inflation problem? Nobody asks.
No, that's like saying, how will injecting heroin give me a cure from heroin addiction? Or how will drinking Jack Daniels cure me of alcoholism? Or how will eating 55 Twinkies make me lose weight? I mean, it's oxymoronic.
And I think the voters are smart enough to know that. That's why I still believe that the fundamentals, the underpinnings for Republican victory and a change in direction of the country is still there, unless they can utilize the mass media to raise these other issues and to make us, Republicans, conservatives,
and those issues are January 6th, the Alex Jones Show trial. What else are they? A Trump?
Steve Bannon's arrest 60 days before an election, just like his previous charges, 60 days before an election. The investigation into Donald Trump's super PAC. So follow this through. Because the president raised money around the question of election integrity, which he has a First Amendment right to do, the Democrats considered charging him with mail fraud, because they say that's disinformation, when I would argue it is well within his First Amendment rights, and it's certainly an arguable issue.
Well, sir, we have the press secretary 6 years ago trying to unseat Trump, saying have alternate electors. She gets confronted and says, well, that's different. No, it's not different. I mean, it's all ridiculous.
No, that's exactly true. In 2016, Hillary Clinton and her campaign manager, John Podesta, sought a delay or even a cancellation of the certification of the Electoral College vote. They actually wanted to make a presentation to the Electoral College regarding non-existent Russian collusion. But they also have one other large problem here, Alex, and that is nobody on the Democratic side wants any attention to the results of Hunter Biden's laptop. Here's evidence of epic corruption and, in fact, treason, where the interests of foreign nations were put ahead of the interests of our nation.
Well, I'm going to correct you. It's not epic. It's unprecedented corruption. I work for Chinese spies. He says that. The head of Chinese intelligence controls me. I haven't been told what to do in a month. My dad doesn't know what to do. We're under Chinese command. I mean, there's freaking audio. They admit it's his, that he's a Chinese agent under Chinese communist spy chief control.
This is one of the reasons why Robert Davi's new movie, My Son Hunter, which Breitbart has made available, which I watched last night, absolutely stunning, Alex. I mean, it tells the story in a very, very compelling and historically accurate way. So, you know, this art imitates life in this particular case. This is an issue the Democrats do not want to talk about.
We got one more segment with you. We got 4 minutes to break, but let me ask you a big picture. I go back to false flags. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I'm also not stupid. When you've got Hillary and Democrat Party members like Tim Ryan yesterday, they're everywhere saying Republicans are terrorists. They're going to blow stuff up. Republicans are illegal. They're the biggest terror group. It's imminent. They're going to get us. We saw the Whitmer staged attack. We saw the January 6th provocateur. It's not even 2 + 2 = 4. It's the number one is the number one. They're obviously provocateuring or planning something with 55 days out. Your take on that, and how do we counter it?
You know, as I have said here on the show and in other places, I still yet fear some other kind of manufactured health crisis, some kind of additional pandemic.
You predicted that 6 months ago, and they tried monkeypox. It didn't work. But you're right. They already tried it.
Does not appear to work. But in politics, a week is a lifetime. This election is still months away, and they still have time to use the CDC, to use the FDA, to use the mechanism of public health to create some new scare. This is a very deep concern of mine.
So you're more worried about a new bio threat. What about Russia? I mean, that is unreal. I mean, major offensives, Russians being pushed back, Russia threatening nuclear war. This is out of control.
It's very, very hard, of course, with all of the war propaganda to know what is really happening in that part of the world.
No, I agree with you, but the Russians have said you crossed a red line, now it's war. I've got intel sources. U.S. troops are there, NATO, and they are with high-tech weapons. They are pushing the Russians back.
I'm praying against the beginning of World War III. I really think that they have pushed us right to the precipice. And if the reports are true, that the Ukrainians, and more precisely NATO, are using sophisticated weaponry supplied by the United States, how far will they push Putin before we have a world war? Believe me, every American needs to be praying about this, even as we speak.
Here's an example. They admit they pumped in 200,000 Switchblade drones that you can carry three of on your back. It's U.S. satellite controlled. You just launch it. It goes and flies around for hours and loiters with a pound of explosives in its nose and goes and kills personnel and equipment. The Russians are getting their ass handed to them, and they keep fighting. 20 dead generals. Word is something like 80,000 dead Russians. And now Russia says, okay, we're getting ready to use nukes. I mean, this is the Russians for the first time are targeting civilians and blowing up power plants, Roger. So I'm not on either side. This is insane, but this is escalating very quickly.
Again, this is what the election should be about. It should not be about, you know, Mike Lindell.
I agree.
Lindell's.
It should be, let's stop world war, damn it. I mean, you know. But the average liberal just loves war now, Roger.
Everything is reversed. Everything is extraordinarily reversed. They are now gung-ho for war. And this administration is trying to sleepwalk us into one. It's extremely vexing. And again, prayer is the greatest antidote at this juncture.
All right. I'm going to spring something on Roger because I know he talks to Trump all the time. He doesn't brag about it. Trump listens to him. And he listened on this show as well. What is Roger Stone's advice to President Trump? Because we could get him on our...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We live in a time where the president of the United States had a major election stolen from him.
Everybody knows that today is loaded.
And it's saying he has a weaponized deep state rogue government attacking him that stole the election. It's all true. Roger Stone, I know Trump's not perfect, but he was the real president. He stood up for America. He made mistakes, but the globalists hate him because he really was for America and really was being the president. What is your advice to Trump? And then in closing, your advice to the millions of people tuned in right now about what they can do to make sure the deep state doesn't fully collapse and take over this country.
Well, first of all, I think the president needs really first-rate legal representation. He needs to take this assault on him legally serious. I mean, yes, it is unprecedented. But the irony, if you just stop and think about this for a moment, is they are assaulting his reputation and they are assaulting him legally over his retention of documents about which we know nothing. In other words, there's so much disinformation. The documents were classified. The documents were not classified. The documents were declassified. The documents were not declassified. Unlike the Russian collusion hoax, which, by the way, continues to collapse in the courts, where John Durham, I think, is going to reveal even more shortly about the origins of the Russian collusion hoax. In the original Sussman trial, despite the fact that Sussman, a low-level Clinton operative, was not convicted, it still laid bare on the public record the deep involvement of Hillary Clinton herself and all of her henchmen in the dirty tricks operation that laid the foundations for the Russian collusion hoax. Then yesterday we learned that the Russian, Ivor Danchenko, who was in fact the source of the Steele dossier, was on the payroll of the FBI at the time he was doing the work. This is really extraordinary, but you will notice the mainstream media coverage of this today is virtually non-existent.
And since you mentioned that was my next question. Durham, shocker, Danchenko was paid FBI informant while he made all that up, was paid to lie. Some are saying that Durham's strategy was to mop up with the FBI, make it seem like the agency got duped, but now the documents in court show that he was working for him the whole time.
Well, not only that, but yesterday it was revealed that Lisa Page, remember her, the FBI agent, she wrote talking points for FBI Director James Comey, so that when Comey went to the super secret intelligence committees for briefings, he completely misled them about the origins of the Steele dossier. Those bodies then morphed into both the House and Senate Intelligence Committee investigations into Donald Trump on the basis of information that they knew was not reliable, that they knew had been fabricated, that they knew had been paid for by Hillary Clinton. Yet, to this day, no one has paid any price, not FBI Director James Comey, not CIA Director John Brennan, not Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. He actually got his pension back after getting caught lying to the FBI and being fired. Mr. Durham continues to charge lowest level operatives as opposed to going to the heart of the beast. And as I'm sure you saw, Alex, you had Hillary Clinton back on the scene lying again, saying, well, none of the documents that I had on my illegal mail server were classified, when in fact we know that many of them were classified. But there was no raid on her home in Chappaqua. There was no raid on her compound. So, again, you have the two-tiered justice system, and you have a mainstream media that is dedicated to demonizing us while giving them essentially a pass.
And then we see incredible contradictions by the left constantly, and their own people don't call them. Here is Cenk Uygur of the Young Turds. And this is him in June 25th of 2020. The Young Turks individual says, I'm done. I'm now supporting hashtag defund the police 100%. I already largely agree with the substance of the argument, and now I'm down for framing too. There's no reform or transformation that can fix this. We have to start over and completely rebuild policing in this country, controlled by leftists. Now here he is, September 13th. Yesterday, will people who came up with defund the police slogan admit they were wrong? It was wildly counterproductive framing. You don't speak for the left, and neither do people pushing the counterproductive abolish the prisons. Polls show that almost no one on the left agrees with it. So he's a big part of pushing it when he's not talking about how he loves having sex with animals, literally, folks. He's drooling on air about pleasuring donkeys. And then he shifts gears 180 and says, how dare you defund the police, just like Biden's done. They think we have no memory, Roger Stone.
Yeah, look, I don't really care what Cenk Uygur said. As you will remember, we had an epic confrontation with him at the 2016 Republican National Convention when he invited us on his set. And then when we came on his set, tried to say that we were crashing his set. A kind of a staged drama. I mean, I remember the woman producer.
Yeah, they invited us over, and we said, we got to do another interview. We'll be back. And they said, oh, we broke into a set. It was in an open area.
Yeah, it was a classic. For those of you who can't see it, we should pull that video up. An absurdity. They invited us on the set. Then they said they were crashing. We were crashing the set. Completely and totally ridiculous.
But that was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun. It's the last time we had fun. It's been all downhill since then.
Roger, in closing, what do you predict for America? What's your gut level tell you? Pretty dire, they're saying, let's just pray.
Well, I mean, in politics, a week is a lifetime. Roe v. Wade was front and center in the political debate. It was wiped off the front pages by the raid at Mar-a-Lago. It's hard to say what will happen, but I'm not going to make a prediction about an election that is still many weeks off. Again, the fundamental backdrop is still there for the Republicans to win if they can remain focused on an attack on the record of the incumbent and their performance in their stewardship of the country. But if voters get diverted to all these other issues, well, then I do think we can snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
No, I agree, but that's all you see Republicans, including you and I, we do it too. You know, we're guilty. We say don't do it, we do it. We're not Russian agents. We're not terrorists. We're not this. I mean, you still got to respond to it at the same time. It should be inflation. It should be open borders. It should be fentanyl. It should be the Russia war. I mean, that's where we should be.
I agree. In the meantime, everybody needs to join us in prayer. I just do not believe the Lord is going to let every great thing that he has, created be destroyed. And I believe in the end, victory will therefore be ours.
That's right. How do people get a Roger Stone did nothing wrong shirt?
They go to RogerStoneStore.com, RogerStoneStore.com. They can get their very own Roger Stone did nothing wrong t-shirt right now.
The only thing more triggering is InfoWarsStore.com. And Alex Jones was right. Roger, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex. God bless you.
All right, folks. I got a lot to cover in the next 30 minutes ahead of Pete Santilli taking over with the whole purge and what's going on. And so I'm not going to tell you what's coming up because there's a lot of it. I got to look at all these stacks because I got it ready with every one of these stacks. I only covered 7-8 stacks. I got like 15 more stacks here. I got a lot to cover in the next two segments before Pete Santilli takes over. Just remember, the enemy hates this show. They're working around the clock to suppress it. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. all their censorship, all their control, all their attacks would not be.
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Tucker Carlson came out and pointed out the New York Times Press in my book, The Great Reset, The War for the World, is number one. That's just a next level censorship. And Mark Dice weighed in on it. I'm in a bunch of other news items on the other side of this. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, the most banned man in America, has a brand new book out called The Great Reset and The War for the World, which surprisingly hasn't been banned from Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Instead, everyone is just pretending that the book doesn't exist, and the New York Times is censoring it from their bestseller list. In the publishing world, there's a company called BookScan, which is owned in part by the Nielsen Company. You're probably familiar with the Nielsen television ratings. So they also track the sales of books, and all bestseller lists use the BookScan list to determine which books should be on the bestseller list any given week. And according to the BookScan figures, again, the industry standard, this book should have been up at the top of the New York Times bestseller list because, well, it sold more copies than anyone else during the first week once it was released. The Great Reset, if you're not familiar with it, is basically the globalist plan to use the COVID lockdowns to finalize the socialist New World Order under the disguise of an economic recovery plan. It involves so much more, like implementing the surveillance state, like something out of Orwell's 1984, or the old 90s movie, Demolition Man, starring Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone, a cashless society, and promoting transhumanism as the new global Luciferian religion, promising people supposed eternal life if they'll just plug into the Matrix. Now, Alex's book made it out to other bestseller lists in the industry, like the USA Today, the Wall Street Journal, Publisher Weekly, but it's mysteriously missing from the supposed most prestigious bestseller list in the country over at the New York Times. Because it's not a bestseller list, it's a manually curated list. Often it's just an editor's choice list or a recommended reading list. And they certainly don't want to recommend that people read Alex's book or especially award him with the prestigious title of a New York Times bestseller. Now, this is not new. The New York Times has done this many times before for many years. Earlier this year, they kept a book about George Soros off the top 10 list, The Man Behind the Curtain, Inside the Secret Network of George Soros by Matt Palumbo. They've done this to Ted Cruz, to Bill O'Reilly, to Jeanine Pirro, another Fox News host who had a book come out at the same time as Stormy Daniels. Remember that floozy? She had a book come out that sold just a few thousand copies, but of course the New York Times put her on the bestseller list. In 2019, when Jim Acosta tried to cash in on his Trump-baiting book, he didn't even break the top 50 on the Amazon bestseller list, which is an authentic algorithm-driven sales rank, and dropped off the Amazon top 100 after just 2 days. But of course, he was inserted artificially into the New York Times bestseller list as well.
Hey Jim, how come your book didn't make it above the top 50 on Amazon's bestseller list? It fell off the Amazon top 100 list after 2 days.
So. How does it feel to live in your mother's basement?
Actually, I make my videos in my kitchen, which get about a third of the views of your mainstream shows.
Your mother's kitchen?
No, it's my kitchen, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah. Where I get a third of the viewers of Anderson Cooper, and I'm just a guy on a laptop.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
I don't think that BookScan tracks the sales of my books because I self-publish them in the way that they're distributed. If not, they would have made it to the top. Maybe not.
By the way, pause and back it up. I had a real beef with Mark Dice because I actually look at the ratings. Reliable Sources had about 100,000 viewers. Anderson Cooper has about 500,000 on average. The average Mark Dice video gets 500,000 views. I watch it religiously. So you're full of crap, Mark. Stop saying you get a third of their views. You're bigger than them from your kitchen. Plus, he's got the best T-shirts out there. Just go back to Mark Dice.
Actually, I make my videos in my kitchen, which get about a third of the views of your mainstream
show. No, you get more, Mark.
Your mother's kitchen?
No, it's my kitchen, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah. Where I get a third of the viewers of Anderson Cooper, and I'm just a guy on a laptop.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
I don't think that BookScan tracks the sales of my books because I self-publish them in the way that they're distributed. If not, they would have made it to the top. Maybe not the number one spot, but they would have definitely made it to the top three of the Wall Street Journal and the USA Today bestsellers, and the New York Times, of course.
Yeah, that's true.
So dishonest. You may recall, and please forgive the humble brag, but when my book, Hollywood Propaganda, How TV, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture, came out in October 2020, it made it up to number 3 on the Amazon bestseller list of all books, which again is an authentic algorithm-driven sales rank. The only reason I wrote that book is because my previous book, The Liberal Media Industrial Complex, which came out a year earlier, only made it up to number 2. And I was so pissed that I wanted to make it to number 1, so I wrote another book, but still didn't do it. So I'm going to give it one more shot, not at the end of this year. I'm working on another book, but I'm going to take my time. As you'll know, they're polished, they're extremely well-documented, and thoroughly sourced. So I should have another one out by the end of next year. But until then, let's keep Alex Jones' book, The Great Reset, at the top of the bestseller lists, at least the ones that won't censor it. And I'm glad that I got a hard copy, because the way things are going, this might be a collector's item someday. So I left a link to the Amazon listing in the description below, so click it and head on over there and check it out.
So the strategy, this is really important for the broadcast and all free speech. The strategy in the last fake trial, where I'm already found guilty a month ago, and this new one, where the judge is promising to hold me in contempt before I even get there next week, is that I have hundreds of millions of dollars on my children. I don't have $1.5 million in the bank. And as big an operation as this is, that's like on E. And I don't want to get into all this, but just a week ago, we were like, hey, we're doing well in the Chapter 5 bankruptcy. All we got to do is prove we're profitable. And then whatever judgments they have can't shut us down. Just whatever profit there is in the future, these jerks get. But who cares? We're on air. We don't care about money. And they're openly saying, get rid of the bankruptcy. Just shutting down to the bankruptcy judge. The judge is like, whoa, that's not what you're supposed to do. So they've jumped the shark. But this lie, because again, they said the bankruptcy court a month ago, and a month ago in the fake trial, they said, Jones Company's worth $130 million, and Jones is worth $260 million. And they added, so it's like $400 million total. I wish I had that. We don't. And so, again, they told, and so the jury said, well, we don't want to shut him down like they said. We just want to give each plaintiff 10% of his wealth. Well, each 10% was more wealth than I have. So that's the lie. So, listeners, do not believe their garbage. And don't let me prove that we're right on the edge of insolvency by going under or being shut down. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. I had said last week, I'm stopping sales of signed books a week and a half ago because we had to sign 10,000 plus. Today, I will finish the last 500. It's been grueling. It's been crazy, but you took us over the top, put us in the black. And so another 6,000-7,000 books, 10,000 got delivered yesterday, 3,000 or 4,000, whatever the number is. I forget the exact number. Like 3,000 of the 10,000 will be the regular book price. If you want to do a fundraiser and buy the signed book, it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. You could not act in a more important way to defeat the New World Order than to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed book. It's got the markup. Keep us on air. Again, NPR already gets billions of dollars of taxpayer money. So does PBS. But they still do fundraisers where a coffee cup's $100 and a T-shirt's $100 and a DVD set that costs $50 is $300. And that's the point of this is a fundraising item. But we don't get taxpayer money. We're funded by you. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Reset and A War for the World by Alex Jones with the markup there to keep us on air. I want to thank of all of you that got the book and it got it signed. But if you want a non-signed for 20-something bucks or the signed for more, whatever you do, please take action. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Because I was meeting with our CRO, the outside group that came in for the bankruptcy. And they said, brother, you are barely solvent, and we're really worried about this, and they're wanting to shut you down. You better go raise some money. And so I've done everything I can, and this is the number one book, and everybody should just get behind it. Thank you, all those that did it. But those of you on the fence, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get The Great Reset and The War for the World signed, your last chance. I say my last chance, my God, that people just keep buying these. That's how we fund the whole operation. That's great. Because people right now don't want supplements, they don't want T-shirts, they don't want anybody else's book or film, they want this book. Well, if I sell a bunch of books and make $6 a piece after cost, that will go under. But with the markup and the fundraiser, we will stay on air and win big time. InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and The War for the World. And don't forget the new Teddy Roosevelt Coin Limited Edition, also a fundraiser, is supposed to be available at 1776coin.com. I want to thank you all. You know who you are. 1776coin.com. And founding members, check your email. You get big discounts on the coin with your membership with a promo code. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes
And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
This isn't about Alex Jones. It's about the murder of free speech, the murder of due process. Here is the judge, the puppet judge, the plaintiffs had already found us guilty. Now they still want a fake show trial on the damages, trying to pre-screen my lawyer's questions. You wonder why my lawyer in Texas couldn't talk. He was threatened with sanctions if he did. He's just there as a puppet to act like they're having a trial. Here's a clip.
But, Your Honor, on the larger issue, because who knows who's asked questions?
Well, why don't we address that now so that we don't get the jury upset moving them in and out a million times? Is there some...
You told me I can't ask about maybe Kelly. I'm not going.
I would...
I'm not going.
Okay, I understand. Well, of course you're not.
I mean, so I don't... So I'm not going to get...
Well, we did the Hillary Clinton... Now we get the Megyn Kelly. Should we address what's coming next?
No.
Well, I think it might make sense.
Judge, I'm not responsible for giving my adversaries a preview of what's to come any more than apparently they were responsible for telling me what witnesses they were going to call today.
Unprecedented evil. Here is the FBI agent, never knew his name, never said his name, didn't know who the hell he is, so he sued me. He wants $10 million because he was in the FBI. Again, the trash delivery guy or a guy putting light bulbs in the school. I questioned Sandy Hook, so now, here he is.
That's a photograph of you.
Yes, sir.
Flanked by two other agents. They're task force officers. These weren't guys on the SWAT team, I presume.
No, they were task force officers from Bridgeport.
Right. And so you mentioned that this photograph was distributed worldwide in the newspaper.
I don't know if it was that.
District Resident.
Was this one of the photographs that was distributed worldwide? I didn't say worldwide, but the I'm not sure, sir. It's the other photograph, but I never said worldwide.
Okay. A person looking at that, how would they know you were an FBI agent?
Objection, Your Honor. Speculation.
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
So the Internet questioned him. I never even knew who the hell he was. Never saw that photo. He's suing me for, they're saying $500 million. So I was going to say $10 million to be low. This is a bunch of plaintiffs. I mean, I don't even know who he is. The Internet questioned, so it's my fault. I mean, it's absurd. And here he is, clip two, admitting I never said his name. Here it is.
Santiago stuff, those were the calls that you were told about, correct? Where your fellow agent says...
Santiago's calls, Halbig's calls, and there were multiple.
Oh, Halbig called you too?
Halbig called the FBI. I didn't speak to him.
Okay. How many times did Jones call you?
Oh, he didn't call me, sir.
Did you ever see this photograph 289 on InfoWars?
I didn't, no, sir.
Do you know whether he ever talked about you on InfoWars?
I don't know.
If Halbig appears as a guest on a talk show, does that make him affiliated with the talk show?
To me, it does.
Okay. So if I appear on CNN tonight, I'm a CNN affiliate?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Sustained.
Okay. You know, maybe we have a sidebar.
Certainly.
So if Norm Pattis, my lawyer, goes on CNN and says that Easter bunnies lay purple eggs, CNN goes to jail. Not true. Easter bunnies don't exist. They don't lay purple eggs. It's ridiculous. FBI agent claims Alex Jones is backed by powerful people. He was asked that by the plaintiff's lawyers. They didn't want to say Trump, so they said Joe Rogan. Oh, Joe Rogan's going to come get him. Hell, sue him. Joe Rogan never said your name. Might as well. I mean, this is how outlandish it is. With a default judgment, rigged court, where the jury's told you're guilty. Here it is.
These lies being on the Internet, how have you dealt with that?
You just have to, at some point, you have to just accept it. And Alex Jones and his company, these are very powerful people. And I'm not anybody. And so someone like
FBI,
like me, you just can't defend yourself. You just have to, at some point, you have to accept it. And like any crisis that we all deal with in our lives, I guess you have to just, you just have to deal with it.
But how do you deal with it? That's what I'm asking you. What steps did you take, if any?
Well, I tried to get help. I tried to get the Bureau to help me. And then, you know, I called the Agents Association to see if they could help me, and that ended up, it didn't result in anything. They basically just gave me the runaround. And then finally, you know, the only person that ever he even listened was Mr. Koskoff. He was gentleman and gracious enough to listen to me, and that's why we're here.
Is there going to be a waiver? Objection, relevance, unless there's going to be a waiver.
I would try, Your Honor.
Move strike.
So, I don't know who this guy is. Never said his name. He never heard me talk about him until today. I don't know who the hell he is. How about some random homeless guy just sitting here? Well, you questioned Sandy Hook, so I'm going to... He's powerful. He's going to get... What the hell are you talking about? Don't even know who you are. You got this former federal prosecutor that railroaded the former governor of Connecticut sitting up there pretending. Look at this headline. New York Times. You read the article, they never say this in here. Alex Jones trial takeaways. Witnesses describe conspiracy theorists following them after the... And it says, I followed the FBI agent. I followed him. What the... And what, Lucky Charms flew around me? There were leprechauns there, too, and like Easter bunnies? I mean, this is the level of these people, folks. Never said their name. And they're crying. When Jones questioned whether it was Jesse Smollett or WMDs in Iraq, any of this, the internet said, we think it didn't happen. I looked at what they said. And years later, once Trump runs for office and wins, now he's the Sandy Hook guy. And then we give him all our emails, all our bank accounts, everything, which are showing the jury. The judge says, I'm not going to tell you why he's defaulted. He admits he's guilty. And the judge says, I'm going to sanction him when he gets here if he says he's innocent. Even in North Korea, you can say you're innocent. Even if you're shot down in Vietnam and Vietnam War, you can say you're, but not in America because it's liberal and she's a woman. You are not innocent. You do not say you're innocent. You come in this court and you say you're guilty. I'll put you in jail because I'm a woman. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're a woman. It's so sick what Soros does. Back, let's play the contempt clip. Here's clip five. Play it.
Your Honor, we have a request for a curative instruction. I expect when Alex Jones comes up here, he's going to violate the court's orders. I expect that. I do not expect Attorney Pattis in his opening to try and unwind the default by repeatedly stating and suggesting that Alex Jones was just questioning. Are we going to silence the crazy person in the town square for just... He was doing it by referring to the other events that Alex Jones has questioned. The jury is going to be instructed that Alex Jones intended these statements knowing that they were false. And so we need a curative instruction at the outset because what Attorney Pattis has done has injected not only politics, but he's injected this.
We're going to come back in the next five and play this, and we'll put the whole thing up on Band Up Video. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. with Robert Barnes and others, we're doing a two-hour commercial-free analysis of this. They're instructing the jury that I say I'm guilty and that I say I lied. No, I am innocent. I only question things. I have a right, you little liar. But you understand, they didn't just tell the jury I'm guilty. They're instructing them that I am a liar and I admit I'm a liar. And they go on. The judge goes, yes, I will have him say he's a liar. I'll have him arrested. I mean, you, dude, North Korea couldn't imagine this. Venezuela could, but see, she's a woman. She's God. She's the judge. She'll show me. I mean, what a joke. Meanwhile, these same leftists starting a nuclear war with Russia. And the border's totally collapsed, so they say the border's totally controlled. I mean, it's cuckoo land. Did he say your name? No. Did you ever see him talk about it? No. But he attacked me, give me all his money. Oh, please. These dumbass lawyers, man. They don't even know how to wipe their asses. We'll be right back. Hour number four, Pete Santilli, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.